Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Salatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, welcome back to another beautiful episode on the silsila The Early Echo. Wherever you are in the world, whichever city, whichever country, whatever season you are experiencing, we hope that you are well and you are safe. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we have another beautiful topic of discussion with regards to a great role model of Islam, a hero of Islam, the second successor of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, none other than the great Imam, the great scholar, the great leader of Islam, Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq al-Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Abu Hafs, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Before we move further, let's recall the beautiful hadith, Niyatul Mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. Let's make some good intentions. Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, I'm watching, I'm listening to this silsila of Madani channel for your rida, for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What I learn, I will try to practice and share with others as well. When I hear the glorious name Allah, I will say Subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Jalla Jalaluhu, O Azza wa Jal. When I hear the beautiful name of Rasulullah, I will say Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When I hear the name of any Sahabi, I will say Radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And when I hear the name of any Wali or pious person, I will say Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. In this way, whatever good intentions you can think of, any others, make it now to gain maximum reward from the court of Almighty Allahu Jalla Jalaluhu. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, there are so many wonderful, beautiful bounties, benefits, blessings for the fortunate Muslims who recite abundant amounts of Durood-e Pak, salawat, salutations upon the cause of creation, the cream of creation, the crown of creation, the owner of Jannah, the knower of the unseen, the intercessor of the Ummah, our most merciful master, the last prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That person who recites Durood-e Pak or Salawat 50 times every day, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that, I will shake hands with that person on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like this, as we are always getting inspiration and motivation from our elders, our seniors as well, our Amir Ahl-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, that you know, dedicate some time every day for the recitation of Qur'an Pak, Durood-e Pak, Istighfar, Dhikrullah, and seeking knowledge of Deen. And Dawud Islami has these reminders, has these platforms and facilities available for us where we can learn the pure and pristine teachings of Islam, and there's motivation to practice upon it and convey it to others as well. So involve yourself with this fragrant, beautiful Madani movement, Dawud-e Islami. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we all heard, we all know about Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq al-A'azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. His shahada, his martyrdom took place on the 1st of Muharram al-Haram, and it is important for you and I that our offspring also knows about this. Because these are the true heroes of Islam. These are the true role models and leaders and those individuals from whom we derive inspiration. They are Sahaba-e-Kiram. You and I can never ever reach the status of any Sahabi. How blessed they were to be physically in the company of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to learn directly from him, to learn the Quran from him, to listen to him reciting the Quran. Allahu Akbar. They have a unique and special status. And so we all know, har Sahabi e Nabi Jannati Jannati. This is a fact that every Muslim knows, that every Sahabi of the Nabi is a guaranteed Jannati. There's no shadow of doubt in that. Subhanallah. So we should keep their names, their remembrance. We should keep their seerah and biographies evergreen by talking about them and to derive lessons, to receive motivation from their beautiful lives as well. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was one of the unique personalities, one of the unique sahaba, sahabi jaleel, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was very close to him, subhanallah azza wa jal. But how he became Muslim, Allahu Akbar. And how he, you know, ended up becoming the Khalifa and ruling over an entire territory on the face of this earth under the banner of Islam, Allahu Akbar. We will learn a little bit more about that, inshallah, after we listen to a beautiful kalam. So, Director Saab and our wonderful team, please go ahead and play the kalam. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Milaj pala de lad lagiya, mere to gham pare re de, mere aasa usi da de, sada bhoote hare re de. Milaj pala de lad lagiya, mere to gham pare re de, mere aasa usi da de, sada bhoote hare re de. Khayal yaar vich main mast rehnda haan din raat, khayal yaar vich main mast rehnda haan din raat, mere dil vich sajan vasda, mere dil vich sajan vasda, mere deede thare rehnde. Milaj pala de lad lagiya, mere to gham pare rehnde, mere aasa usi da de, sada bhoote hare rehnde. Kade vi lod nahi pandi mainu dar dar te jaan di, kade vi lod nahi pandi mainu dar dar te jaan di, ਲਜ ਪਾਲਾ ਦਾ ਮੰਗਤਾ ਹਾਂ, ਮੈਂ ਲਜ ਪਾਲਾ ਦਾ ਮੰਗਤਾ ਹਾਂ, ਮੇਰੇ ਪੱਲੇ ਪਰੇ ਰਹਿੰਦੇ. ਮੈਂ ਲਜ ਪਾਲਾ ਦੇ ਲੜ ਲੱਗੀਆਂ, ਮੇਰੇ ਤੋਂ ਗਮ ਪਰੇ ਰਹਿੰਦੇ, ਮੇਰੀ ਆਸਾ ਉਸੀ ਦਾ ਦੇ, ਸਦਾ ਬੂਟੇ ਹਰੇ ਰਹਿੰਦੇ. ਦੁਆ ਮੰਗਿਆ ਕਰੋ ਸੰਗਿਓ, ਕਿਤੇ ਮੁਰਸ਼ਿਦ ਨਾ ਰੁਸ ਜਾਵੇ. ਦੁਆ ਮੰਗਿਆ ਕਰੋ ਸੰਗਿਓ, ਕਿਤੇ ਮੁਰਸ਼ਿਦ ਨਾ ਰੁਸ ਜਾਵੇ. ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਦੇ ਪੀਰ ਰੁਸ ਜਾਂਦੇ, ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਦੇ ਪੀਰ ਰੁਸ ਜਾਂਦੇ, ਉਹ ਜਿਉਂਦੇ ਵੀ ਮਰੇ ਰਹਿੰਦੇ. ਮਿਲਜ ਪਾਲਾ ਦੇ ਲੜ ਲੱਗੀਆਂ, ਮੇਰੇ ਤੋਂ ਗਮ ਪਰੇ ਰਹਿੰਦੇ, ਮੇਰੀ ਆਸਾ ਉਸੀ ਦਾ ਦੇ, ਸਦਾ ਬੂਟੇ ਹਰੇ ਰਹਿੰਦੇ. ਨਿਆਜ਼ੀ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਗਮ ਕਾਦਾ, ਨਿਸਬਤ ਇਲਾਸਾਨੀ, ਨਿਆਜ਼ੀ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਗਮ ਕਾਦਾ, ਮੇਰੀ ਨਿਸਬਤ ਇਲਾਸਾਨੀ. ਕਿਸੇ ਦੇ ਰਹਿਣ ਜੋ ਬਣ ਕੇ, ਕਿਸੇ ਦੇ ਰਹਿਣ ਜੋ ਬਣ ਕੇ, ਕਸਮ ਰੱਬ ਦੀ ਖਰੇ ਰਹਿੰਦੇ. ਮਿਲਜ ਪਾਲਾ ਦੇ ਲੜ ਲੱਗੀਆਂ, ਮੇਰੇ ਤੋਂ ਗਮ ਪਰੇ ਰਹਿੰਦੇ, ਮੇਰੀ آسا امیدا دے صدا بوٹے ہنے رہ دے ملج پالا دے لڑ لگیاں میرے تو غم پرے رہ دے میری آسا امیدا دے صدا بوٹے ہنے رہ دے
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ماشاء اللہ عز و جل, another inspiring and beautiful kalam. And we had the beautiful sights of Medina Sharif and the grand green Emerald Dome. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us to visit Medina Tayyiba time and again, to visit and to perform Hajj and Umrah time and again. Ameen bijah khatim nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are talking about the second Khalifa of Islam, whose martyrdom took place on the 1st of Muharram al-Haram, Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq al-Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He embraced Islam in the 6th year of the announcement of Nubuwwah. You know, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he did not become a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at 40 years old. This is a misconception that some people propagate. However, he announced his nubuwwah. This is why we call it i'lan nubuwwah. He announced his prophethood at the wonderful age of 40 years old. So in the 6th year of the i'lan nubuwwah, the proclamation and announcement of prophethood, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu embraces Islam. But how he embraces Islam is truly amazing, subhanAllah azza wa jal. I will paraphrase and summarize as well in order to make it a little bit easier for us to understand. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, along with the other Qurayshi leaders, Makkan leaders and others, they were strongly against Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam propagating Islam, doing da'wah and inviting the masses to tawheed, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the oneness of Allah jalla jalaluhu. They were strongly against, and he was one of them as well. He was a huge person in built, with a loud voice, and people used to get intimidated and used to fear him as well. Allahu Akbar. So one day, the leaders of Makkah Sharif, the disbelievers, they got together, they had a mashura, and they consulted that, you know, we need to put an end to this because too many people are becoming Muslims. And they said, okay, who will be the one to assassinate the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Na'udhu billahi min dhalik. And who do you think stood up and said, I will be the one? Allah. It was Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He takes his sword and he goes to Darul Arqam. Because at that time, the house of Sayyidina Arqam radiallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the few believers who were there, about 39 of them, they were taking refuge there and they were performing their salah in privacy. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, he's on his way. Remember, this is before accepting Islam. Somebody comes to him and says, where are you going? A Sahabi actually, who did not inform the people he became a Muslim. So he says, where are you going? He says, this is my intention. He said, why are you going? You'd rather go home and see that your sister has embraced Islam. Allahu Akbar. To try and divert his attention. So he goes home. He goes to his sister's home and he hears her reading the Quran, and he physically assaults her. And when blood comes out, he comes to his senses and he asks that, you know, what were you reciting? She tells him to make ghusl, purify himself. And the words of the Quran have a direct impact on the heart of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. Allahu Akbar. And now he's thinking twice. He's thinking otherwise. So he says, where is he? Where is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He's directed, he goes, he stands at the door. Now another very brave person who used to hunt lions is Sayyiduna Amir Hamza radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He peeps and he sees Sayyiduna Umar radiyallahu anhu, others are afraid. Sayyiduna Amir Hamza radiyallahu anhu says that, let him enter. Let's see what he wants. If he has good intentions, then it's fine. If not, then with his own sword, I will finish him off. Allahu Akbar. He enters and he's standing face to face with the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, in that meeting that they had, the disbelievers that they had, he said, I will make sure there's no 40th Muslim. But as he's standing face to face and he sees that awe of Nubuwa, of prophethood, of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that radiance and nur. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives him da'wah. Not afraid, no. Subhanallah azza wa jal. And oh Umar, is it not time? And Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu recites the kalima and embraces Islam. He becomes the 40th Muslim. Subhanallah. And this actually happened because it was the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Day after, they go and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are we not on haqq? Are we not on the truth? Of course we are. So let us go and perform our salah in jama'ah in front of the Kaaba Sharif. Allah. So there were two lines made. In front of each line, one was Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu and one was Sayyidina Abi Hamza radiallahu anhu. When the disbelievers, they see this, nobody says anything, nobody does anything. Because two of the most brave people are leading these lines. Allahu Akbar. Of course, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is on another level. But things really changed. The Muslims really got the real courage, the real motivation when Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu embraced Islam. And Sayyidina Mawla Ali karamullah ta'ala wajhahul kareem, the fourth khalifa of Islam, the fourth successor of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do you know what he says about Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu? That as the oppression intensifies against the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the early Muslims, the Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, and as they are migrating the hijrah from Makkah Sharif to Medina Sharif quietly or by night so that they are not captured, it was Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu who migrates in full view of the public. Sayyidina Mawla Ali karamullah ta'ala wajhahul kareem, he says that nobody except Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu openly migrated. The day he was going to make hijrah from Makkah Sharif to Medina Sharif, what did he do? Mawla Ali radiallahu anhu said that he takes his sword, he hangs a bow around his shoulder, he takes a quiver of arrows, and he goes to the Haram Sharif, to the Kaaba Sharif. And there is sitting a group of the Qurayshi leaders, the disbelievers, in the courtyard of the Kaaba. And he goes to them and he does a tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif 7 times. He offers salah. Then to each of those disbelievers, he goes to them. And he says that, I am Umar. I am going to migrate now. To their faces, he is telling them, look at the bravery, look at the courage of Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq radiallahu anhu, the second Khalifa of Islam. And he tells them, the person who wants his mother to mourn, the one who wants his wife to become a widow, or wants his children to become orphans, he can try to stop me as I migrate. And what do you think they said? What do you think they did? Nothing. They were silent. They wouldn't dare stop the great Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Allahu Akbar. This is Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. He migrates to Medina Sharif and he settles down there. And he becomes very close to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But look from where to where. From being a staunch protester, a staunch enemy of Islam, and against the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, colluding with the other disbelievers at that time to assassinate Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was captured in the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was captured in the loyalty of Islam, the love of Islam, the love of the Quran. These had an impact on him and he becomes one of the greatest leaders of Islam, one of the greatest role models and heroes of Islam as well. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu is known for his adala. He was an adil, meaning he was extremely just, because Islam is about also justice, peace and justice. If the justice system is corrupted, the criminals, they will laugh at it. They will go scot-free. They won't worry because they know they can bribe. They can bribe the authorities or the security forces. Today they gone to jail. They committed a heinous crime, tomorrow they're out because the justice system is corrupted. As we see today in so many places, that criminals, so many of them are not caught. But one day they will get caught. They will get caught on the day of justice. Which day is that? The day of judgment. The day of accountability. Who are you going to bribe there? Which angel are you going to bribe? Allahu Akbar. That day will be the true day of judgment, accountability and justice as well. So here people escape, criminals escape, don't worry. In the Khilafah of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu in particular, he made sure that the justice, that the Sharia, the Islamic sacred law, it prevailed and it was implemented at all levels. Do you know Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, being the Khalifa, being the Caliph, being the supreme leader of the Islamic empire, which was not only restricted to the Arabian Peninsula. No, it was much more than that. It comprised of many other lands. Subhanallah. Still, he would go out late at night to keep an eye and to see if there's any person that needs any help. If there's any household who's going through difficulty on his own, no bodyguards. Allahu Akbar. No protocols. No security, personal bodyguards with him. Because he knew his protector is who? Allahu subhanahu wa ta'ala. His yaqeen was so strong. Allah granted him such awe because of being close to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that where he would walk, Iblis, the cursed and humiliated shaitan, the devil used to run to the other side. Allahu Akbar. This was Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, who stood for justice. What Islam teaches us. If there's no real justice in your community, in your society, how will peace prevail? How? When criminals are running free, breaking into people's homes, hijacking, carjacking, kidnapping, murdering, robbing. Where's the peace? So justice is something very important in Islamic teachings. Justice in our own homes. Even if it's against you, this is what Islam teaches us. Speak the truth even if it's against you. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu implemented this practically, not in theory, in practice. So he goes to people's houses, and one day, as he's passing by a person's house, it so happened that there was a lady who had children and no husband. She was a widower. A widow, and she was telling her children, trying to recite the lullaby so they can sleep because there's no food in the house. Allahu Akbar. And he knocks on the door, and she doesn't know that he is the Khalifa. Leave president, leave emperor. We're talking about somebody who is in charge of all the Islamic lands at that time. Allahu Akbar. She doesn't know that, but he's there alone, presenting himself. And he listens to her grievances. No food in the house, and she says, Khalifa doesn't worry about the poor people like us. We don't have food. On the day of judgment, he will be accountable. And so he goes, gets his servant to bring grains and food and what have you, and clothing for the kids. Himself, he cooks the food. And he plays with the children as well. Allahu Akbar. Which president can do something like this? They will be surrounded in a bulletproof car with multiple vehicles around, or bikes and guards. Allah. This is Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, not anybody ordinary. But for him, justice was everything. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is a shining example of how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam trained the Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan to become role models, to become those individuals from whom you and I, even if it's 1400 years later plus, we still look up to them, to derive lessons from their lives, so we can get inspiration, we can get motivation and encouragement as well, subhanAllah. You know, after Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu is the one who is the most eminent amongst the Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan. He is an example, a paradigm of excellent virtues and again of justice, because he was primarily known for this. He would sometimes sleep in the open field using maybe a brick or something as his pillow. He would sleep with no guards around him. Could we find this today, these kind of examples? Yet his yaqeen and his trust was in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever is meant to happen, we can't divert that. Whatever is meant for you will reach you, even from the place that you cannot expect it or least expect it. And whatever is not due to you, even after a lot of hard work and efforts, you will never attain that. It doesn't mean we must not put effort, because we don't know. We don't know the future. We are not prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we know the ghaib and the unseen. So we put our efforts in. And if we tried and we tried and we tried and it's just not coming right, then wasn't meant for us. Then you move on. Move on to something else. Even these trials and tribulations that maybe you are facing in this life, still, don't give up. We fall down. We all fall down. The important thing is to get back up. Dust yourself. March forward. Our destination is Madina Sharif. Zadahallahu sharafa wa ta'azima. If you stay down, you fall and you stay down, how would you reach your destination? How would you fulfill your goals that you set out? Keep getting up until you get knocked down again. This is life. Life, this world, that the dunya, the world, this earthly life, it is a prison for the believer and a paradise for the disbeliever. Because we have many do's and don'ts, many halal, haram, jais, najais, permitted, impermissible. We have to live within that. And the believer, when he passes away, if he was loyal to Allah Azza wa Jalla and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then his paradise is in the hereafter. If his death was on Iman. And the disbeliever, when his eyes closed, if he died on disbelief, then his prison starts. And that prison is for eternity. The prison of the believer in this world is temporary. For how long are we going to live? 40, 50, 70, 100 years? That's it. So the trials are going to be there. One day, the people of Misr, they were experiencing great trials and calamities. They had a great problem. And so they sent a message to Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, about the difficulties that they were facing. And they would actually sacrifice, was part of the custom, to sacrifice somebody into the River Nile. Because some of those people, they brought with them these immoral customs. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he wrote a letter to the River Nile. Allahu Akbar. In fact, this is one of the karamat, one of the saintly miracles of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. And in that letter he writes, O River Nile, do not flow if you are flowing according to your own accord, according to your own will. And if Allah Azza wa Jal makes you flow, then I supplicate Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal to make you to continue to flow. Because they had some drought or some problem. Sayyidina Amr bin As radiallahu anhu, he takes that piece of paper, that letter, and he puts it into the River Nile. Within a night, the water level starts to rise up to 16 yards. And that custom, that immoral custom of sacrificing a person due to less water, was abolished from Misr, from Egypt, forever. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was one that was filled with loyalty to Allah Azza wa Jal, loyalty to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we have to ask ourselves, how loyal am I to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What is the level of my loyalty? The level of my loyalty to Islam, to Al-Quran. These are serious questions I need to ask myself. Well, we'll continue a little more, inshallah, after we request our director sahab and our beautiful team to please inspire us further with a lovely filler. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
It is reported by Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, without doubt, there is a surah in the Holy Quran consisting of 30 verses, which will continue to intercede for its reciter until he is forgiven. And that surah is Surah Mulk. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. It is reported by Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, there is one surah in the noble Quran which will continue to argue for its reciter until it will make him enter into paradise. And that surah is Surah Mulk. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, it is my wish that Surah Mulk be in the heart of every believer. Dear viewers of Madani channel, if the surah is recited after the sighting of the moon, the reciter will inshallah remain secure from hardships of all 30 days of the month, because this consists of 30 verses and these suffice for 30 days. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would recite Surah Al-Mulk and Surah Sajda before resting at night. Following the sunnah, dear viewers of Madani channel, we should also recite Surah Al-Mulk before going to sleep every night. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will gain the rewards of Surah Al-Mulk in this world and also in the hereafter. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. We heard this beautiful pearl about reciting Surah Mulk. So make this part of your habit as well, that at night in particular, we recite Surah Mulk. Encourage others to do the same. That person will be protected against the punishment of the grave. Don't we want that? We all want that. Well, in concluding words about Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, you know, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned about him that there is no angel in the sky that they respect Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. That meaning that all the angels in the sky, they respect Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And on the earth, the shayateen, whichever devils that are there, each of them are frightened and are afraid of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. I mentioned to you the narration where Shaitan, he moves to the other side. Another narration says, if Shaitan meets with Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, then he falls flat on his face. Allahu Akbar. The beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if there were to appear another Prophet after me, that would be Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But as we know, there will be no more Prophets that will come. We know that the last Prophet of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu is none other than our beloved Rasul Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And anybody who comes and says he is an apostle, he is a Prophet of Allah, then clearly he is a liar. Because Dajjal, the great deceiver, he will claim this as well. So be careful, ensure that we have proper Islamic knowledge, and so do our next generations. The next generations, they are the future leaders. What kind of leaders are we rearing and bringing up? Starting with me and my family, in my household, my children, or if you have grandchildren, your nieces, nephews, are they in tune with Islamic teachings, Islamic values? What the Quran says, what Islam says, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands, and what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commands? We should check on that. We need to make sure that we do the upbringing properly, in accordance with Islamic values. Because we're living in that day and age where there's illusions all around us, there's confusions around us. Let's get back to the teachings of the Quran. Let's get back to the blessed sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let's get back to following in the footsteps of people like Sayyidina Umar al-Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, if we want to build a society based on justice, on peace, we just have to study their lives. They did the hard work. They practically implemented the teachings of Al-Quran, the teachings of Islam. And look how their societies flourished. There was no chance of crime and criminal activities. Subhanallah. But today, it's a complete opposite. Immorality is on the rise, immodesty, all these backward opinions and thoughts and feelings and lifestyles that are there that are leading to the destruction of individuals. So come back into the folds of the teachings of Islam. And Abu Dawud Islami, my Dawud Islami, your Dawud Islami has all of the facilities that are needed, has the training centers and the facilities and the platforms, even online as well, to bring us back to the pure and pristine teachings of Islam. You will not regret it. You will see the benefit in your own homes, in your own lives as well. So attach yourselves to this beautiful and fragrant Madani movement of Dawati Islam. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.